Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are in hour number two in our final segment. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to StreamYSR.com. That's StreamYSR.com. Remember, normal data rates apply. Well, it's been a big weekend at YSR. We have provided comprehensive coverage of the NBA playoffs. And in our next segment, we're going to tee it up. We're going to reflect on the Masters 2015 as golf celebrates its new hero in Jordan Spieth. We already talked about that in hour number one. It is such a pleasure to welcome back to the show Patrick Livingston. He is the CEO of National Golf Schools and a PGA professional. Good evening, Patrick.
Well, good evening. It's been a great couple weeks for golf, I can certainly say that.
Absolutely. That's why I've been anxious to catch up with you, and I want to get your takeaways on Jordan Spieth's performance. I mean, could you have predicted this type of dominance from start to finish?
No, absolutely not, except he's had just a phenomenal year. His play at the Australian Open, he won that early in the year, and they say that he shot 62 the last round to, to win that tournament, and that is the best round of golf ever in the history of the Australian Open, and plus it was in the final round. It was an incredible round. So that was kind of a sign of things going to come, that this is a very, very special golfer.
So, Patrick, when you evaluate Jordan Spieth's game, what impresses you the most about it?
Well, for one, he's the number one putter on the tour. And we know how important putting is. So that's a beginning point. But he has no weak points. He has solid irons. He has a good short game. His driving, he's sneaky long. And then he has that it factor. I remember a recent interview we were talking to, I think it was McIlroy, saying that, he has that certain ink in about it. You can see it. It's in his eyes. He feels he's going to make the shot each and every time. And you either have it or you don't. And his fellow pros feel that he has it.
You know, you talk about his putting, his solid iron play, but I think what amazes me is we got to remember, of course, he's 21, but he just is not fazed at all, or he's unaffected by pressure. I mean, this is the guy that, I mean, he just continues to play so solid and consistent.
No, I think he's like immune to pressure. He plays every shot, the best he can, and whether it's for the Masters or, around with some of his buddies, he hits the shot he wants to hit. It's really amazing. I watched him for, four rounds at the Masters. And, yes, he missed a couple, four-footers on those slippery greens. But every time he needed to make a shot, he did. And I believe it was the third round. He's on 18. He hits his iron to the right of the green. He's got to go over the edge of a bunker, a little downhill lie. The pin's about, 20 feet away from the edge, and all the announcers are saying that he can't keep this on the green. There's no way he can keep this shot on the green. If he gets it 25, 30 feet by, it's phenomenal. Well, he had a flop shot. 20,000 people around on tight fringes and tight greens, and hit it perfect, and went about 8 feet by, made the putt coming back, and it was just an amazing four. He has all the shots, and he has the confidence to hit any shot that he wants. I think I was on, on 13, right? He had, come into 12. He had a three-stroke lead on Rose.
Right.
And he hits a drive, kind of around the corner on 13, which is a great par five. Every person every fan there thought he's going to lay up and try to make birdie, with his wedge. He pulled out a wood and hit that on the green about 20 feet. It was just a miraculous shot. Not as great as, Sheridan's, Saracen's, three on that. But it was a phenomenal, phenomenal shot.
Well, he has incredible belief in himself. He's aggressive, isn't he?
He is aggressive. But, he has the confidence to hit the shot. He's not taking risky shots. He's taking difficult shots that he feels he can make. And that's a, dramatic difference in how you approach your game. And he's sneaky long. He drives the ball sneaky long. I'll say this. If there's one chink in his armor, his driver lets him down every now and then, gets him to a little trouble, but he has such great recovery shots, you don't even notice it. Just a phenomenal player.
Hey, PGA professional and president and CEO of National Golf Schools, Patrick Livingston, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at E-Radio Sports. And so as we reflect on 2015 Masters winner Jordan Spieth, I mean, is he the next Tiger Woods?
I think so. I mean, he's got a long way to go. You know, their first year and a half is comparable, but again, he doesn't have Tiger's length, and Tiger probably had a little more creativity in his short game. But he is such a breath of fresh air on the PGA Tour, and the sky is the limit.
Well, and I also have to say, you talk about being a breath of fresh air. Golf has really needed this, but make way for a new rivalry in golf. We were talking about this in hour number one. I mean, this is such an exciting time. Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy.
Oh, my gosh. You couldn't program it. A kid from Northern Ireland with great looks and a great golf game. I mean, come on, that's like Hollywood stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got Jordan Spieth coming out of the, deep part of Texas with, just a can-do personality and great looks. I mean, if we tried to make a movie out of that, they'd laugh us out of Hollywood.
Oh, it's so true, Patrick. So is this a better rivalry than Tiger and Phil?
Well, yeah, Tiger and Phil was close, but never seemed like, Phil was always a step behind. I see these dudes going after each other, toe-to-toe for many, many years to come.
So golf is in a good place. What about, we've got a hit on talking about our lefty in Phil Mickelson. I mean, what is it about the Masters that always brings out the best in him?
Well, when he drives down Manuel Lane, something happens. His game comes together, his attitude comes together, his creativity comes together, and he even putts better. He loves Augusta, loves the Masters. It's a special thing to him, and somehow he rises to the occasion almost every time. He played great. I mean, his 14 under par would have won every Masters except two.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to, when you finish tied for second, but he just ran into a special player in Jordan last couple weeks.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Patrick Livingston tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. Hey, email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. We always like to give a plug for our podcast page. You can join us at YahooSportsRadio.com/podcast. Always tune in to the Big E Sports Show each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. Right now, we're teaming up with Patrick Livingston, PGA professional, president and CEO of National Golf Schools. And as we talk about Phil Mickelson, I mean, his ability with the sand wedge and with the putter, it's legendary. He has incredible skill. He's won what I believe like 36 tournaments on the PGA Tour, three major championships. But he continually proves to all of us, forget Father Time. I mean, he continues to get better with age. He's not going anywhere, is he?
No, that's true. No, he's still got the distance, which is critical to play with the younger pros. He hits it very deep, and he's got all the shots, and he still has that gunslinger mentality. If there's a challenge, he thinks he's get through those two threes. Or you look back to 15 on the final round, he hits a second shot in bunker right. He's he'll be lucky to get a par. No, he blasts it out in for an eagle. I mean, only Phil can do that. He's a magician around the green. And he'll try anything, and he can pull it off most of the time.
Oh, you're so right, Patrick. I mean, are you a fan of his flop and lob shots?
Well, they are. Those are incredible.
They are.
I would say nobody could do that, but I saw Jordan do it on 18. I think only he and Phil would have attempted that type of a shot.
So talk to us and some of the listeners that are tuning in tonight. What are some of the keys to having a consistent short game play?
Well, you have to work on that. You have to get out there and work on the principles. If you're pitching the ball, that's a different type of setup. Okay, it's part of a full swing. Then you have to make sure you follow through as far as you've taken it back. Whereas you go to a shot that's just 20, 30 feet in front of that, that's a chip. Okay, and a chip is like a putt. It's like a pendulum shot.
Mm-hmm.
And so many amateurs I work with, do a poor job on both of those. Rather than working on the techniques of chipping and working on on the techniques of pitching. And the Phils and all pros, have that skill, and they use it, during their golf.
Hey, Patrick Livingston's been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, the CEO of National Golf Schools. Tell the listeners where they can go and check out National Golf Schools online.
Absolutely. It's www.nationalgolfschools.com. And we've started a senior program this year. We just had a lot of success. We started at Bonaventure down in Fort Lauderdale. And what we do is we offer seniors a four-day you know, golf school, lodging, all three meals. It's turned out to be a big success. You can do this for like $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you and I went to that same school, just the two of us, it would be over $2,000. So we've kind of catered this new program to it, and we've been very, very successful. Our next one coming up is outside of Asheville at Lake Laura. It's a great mountain resort.
Oh, my goodness.
Go to our website, check it out, and any of our other 100 golf schools we have around the country.
Okay, Patrick Livingston's been with us tonight, the CEO of National Golf Schools. Next time he's on the show, we want to get the secrets to good bunker play. How important is rhythm, right?
Absolutely. It's kind of funny. Pros aim for the bunkers because it's consistent and they make good swings. Amateurs aim away from it. They just hate to go into a bunker, but when you have the right technique, it's a very easy shot.
Absolutely. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Always a pleasure.
That, of course, was Patrick Livingston, the CEO of National Golf Schools. Got to thank all of our amazing guests tonight. Bill Pennington, award-winning sports writer for the New York Times. Lee Klein, the contributor with Slam Magazine. Adam Grossman, the president of Block 6 Analytics. Andy Pondilla from YSR. And Mark Spears, Yahoo NBA writer. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports. Remember, join us online at Twitter, @eradiosports. We'll see you next week.